Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Joyce Jensen and we're going to be talking about scholarships. Good morning to you, Joyce.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good. And Joyce, the year just rolls around so fast that it's already time to talk to those graduating seniors about getting lined up with scholarships.
It absolutely is. I want to talk about our annual Senior Alumni Scholarship Foundation scholarship, LaVon, which indeed is that scholarship that we give away each year from a fund that has been established by alumni of the Atlantic High School.
Yeah, we're going to get into amounts and who should apply, but let's talk a little bit more about how all this foundation started and how you keep it going.
Okay, I'll be happy to. It's something that I'm very proud to participate in and something that I love to see our kids that are graduating from Atlantic High School be able to take advantage of. It was started in 2003, and it was a brainchild of a group of people that graduated in, I believe, 1960. And Dr. Key, Mel Key, was one of the...
He was an instigator.
He was an instigator of that.
I think he was an instigator in many ways, but this is one that's carrying on. I mean, this
is
a really
it
good
is.
One that's carrying on.
We have... what we do each year is we target the graduating class that is celebrating their 40th class reunion, and we solicit funds from them in order to add to our pool of money, which, by the way, is never spent. And we are up to $81,245. We only spend the interest on that fund. And we target the class in their 40th year because we feel at that point in time in their lives people are willing to maybe make a donation, knowing full well that the money will continue to grow and we only spend the money that's the interest that mm-hmm. the fund earns.
So how do you keep in contact with your other members? Because I'm sure you're happy to take money from classes other than the ones celebrating their 40th.
Well, we keep track by having contacts from those previous classes, and they continually kind of plug the fund when mm-hmm. they're having class reunions. And indeed, we do still get donations in from classes that have had their 40th class reunions in the past.
Okay, and so that class, when is the reunion held usually? I mean, I know this varies from class to class, but you'll have this 40th annual reunion coming up here pretty soon.
You know,
sometime
I think this year's will be, I believe it's in late August, but I'm not so sure of that date. But the letters, I think, have probably already gone out for that class reunion, and also usually is a little letter that includes... planting that seed for a donation mm-hmm. to the Senior Alumni Scholarship Foundation.
So obviously you can't wait for that money. You have a group of people here that carry on this project all year long so it can get out there when it needs to in terms of seniors. You want to talk about some of the people on that committee?
Oh, I would love to, because if it weren't for these people and the hard work they put in, this particular foundation would not be as successful as it is. We have a board of directors, and... what we do is there are permanent members of that board, and then there are two representatives from the class celebrating their 40th year. And that section of the board kind of rotates on and then off again. But Kurt Lane is, who's the class of 65, is our president. Mike Hennigson is the class of 70, is our vice president. They are both in charge of fundraising. Rebecca Reisgard, the class of 68, is the secretary and scholarship chair. And Robert Hayes, the class of 61, is the treasurer and investment official.
And as you said, you don't spend the principal. So you've got some folks out there that are doing good work all year long to keep track of those funds and make sure that it's making some money, which has to be a real challenge these last few years.
It has been a challenge, but we have a very dedicated group of individuals that are determined that the children that follow us out of Atlantic High School have the opportunity to have some of the opportunities that we all have had in the past.
And your motto is?
Honor the past, enrich the future.
Okay, and talking about the future, let's talk about who can apply and how they need to apply.
Okay. The scholarship There'll be 4 scholarships given this year to Atlantic High School seniors. And the thing that they need to remember is the website, which is www.atlanticiaschools.org. And you can go, you can click on that, and you can look through the scholarship section of that website, click on the local scholarship, and the application will be there. Or, as usual, you can always call the guidance office at the high school, and they'll be more than happy to give you the form that you need to fill out.
What's the criteria?
The criteria is there are 4 different areas of criteria, LaVon. They are financial need, character references and background, a GPA of 2.5 or better, and an acceptance to a 2 or 4 year college or vocational technical school.
So that really, it's open to, well, not everybody, because you have to have that 2.5. But beyond that, if youth are interested in doing something and are starting to make that commitment, because the money then is paid to whichever school, correct?
That's right. The money is paid to the school. And this year we will be giving 3 scholarships for $1,000 and 1 scholarship for $500. And that will add to the 27 scholarships that we have already awarded since 2003, and it will add to the total of the $17,250 that we've given to our kids here that are graduating from the Atlantic High School.
And, you know, taking some pride in that, feeling good about that, I'm sure that's what keeps this, the foundation and the money coming in, because it really has to make all of you feel just so good when you think about the money and the number of students that you've affected.
Absolutely. And what's even more interesting, LaVon, is that our donors now have come from 35 states, from Washington, D.C., and we have 2 students, alumni, that live in foreign countries, and they have also invested in the Scholarship Foundation. So when we talk about a broad-based membership and a broad-based donation circle, it is indeed very broad.
Pretty exciting. It is exciting. We're visiting with Joyce Jensen about the Atlantic High School Alumni Scholarship Fund. Joyce, what about, in addition, I'm thinking here, you've given these long enough that some of those students are contributing, but have you had any personal stories from students who just say what a difference this has made in their lives?
You know, I personally have not, although Mrs. Reisgard, the teacher who actually has participated in handing out the scholarships, I'm sure could certainly tell some stories. But, you know, I remember a time when I was getting ready to go to college, and you think about all the things that you worry about, and obviously money is some of them, is one of the key issues.
Yes.
Besides leaving home. But, you know, when you have a check for $1,000 or $500 that's going to go to the school, then you know indeed that at least that's $1,000 that you don't have to worry about. And it buys books, and it creates futures. And it's just something that makes us all very proud as we sit around the board table and discuss the future of our students here at the Atlantic High School.
And I think looking back at, I guess, myself, personal experience, when you receive a scholarship, I think that creates that feeling that, well, I need to give back for the future. I mean, it may not be while they're in college, but sometime down the line, they're going to say, somebody help me, I'm going to help somebody.
And, you know, there are a lot of us that have served, that serve on this board, and there are a lot of people that contribute who do indeed have that sense that had it not been for the opportunities of people in the community that gave to us when we were graduating, they would not have the success that they have. And so it's a pay it backwards, if you want to look at it that way, but it's also a pay it forwards, because these kids are indeed our future and the future of our community.
Joyce, if somebody did not graduate, that's who you're focusing on in collecting money, but let's say somebody didn't graduate from Atlantic High School and they wanted to donate something this because they think it's a great idea, could they do that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they could. We would not turn down anybody's money for any reason at all. So, and that can be done through the Atlantic Alumni Scholarship Foundation, and we do have a P.O. box that we use, box 205. We have some anonymous contributors, and we have some contributors that are more than happy to share the gifts that they've been given through their hard work and make it make life more successful for the students that we have graduating.
So mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, aunts, uncles, somebody who's listening here needs to pass this word on to the graduating seniors to be sure to check out the Atlantic High School Alumni Scholarships.
Absolutely. And for those kids that are graduating this year, I wish them the very best. I wish them a great future. It takes some hard work and some studying, and we want you to know that we will remember you in 40 years so that indeed you can contribute to this scholarship to make things good for the kids that you leave.
Thank you so much, Joyce Jensen, for visiting with us.
You're welcome.
Until next time, here's a thought. The road to progress is up and down, but higher with each climb.